In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You have to wonder why the Pharisees came and told Jesus, "Go away, because Herod wants to kill you." Did Herod really want to kill him? We're told elsewhere in sacred scripture that repeatedly Herod wanted to see Jesus, and he was very excited when Pilate sent Jesus to him because he wanted to see Jesus perform some kind of miracle. Remember, Herod is also the one who, if he'd had his brothers, and he did have his brothers, but he didn't think he did, he would not have killed John the Baptist. He just locked him up, and he liked to listen to him. So it may be that the Pharisees were just trying to use the threat of Herod to make Jesus go away. In any case, Jesus replies, "Go and tell that fox, I'm not going anywhere. I will do what I do. I cast out demons and I perform healings today and tomorrow. And on the third day, I accomplish my purpose." What was the third day? The third day was when he would be arrested. And that would be the beginning of his passion. That was his purpose. So basically he's saying, "I'm not doing anything." Why does he cast out demons and perform healings? Those are signs and proclamations of the coming of the kingdom of God. So Jesus is saying, "I am proclaiming the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, and then I will accomplish my purpose." And he knew exactly why he was going to Jerusalem. Make no mistake about it. No matter what the History Channel says, or the National Geographic Channel says, or the latest book that people publish with all sorts of nonsense in it just so that they can make some money, our Lord dying upon the cross was not a mistake. It was God's plan. It was his plan from the beginning. And Jesus himself knew for certain why he was going to Jerusalem: to suffer and die and be raised from the dead. And it was sad that it would happen in Jerusalem, because that was the God's own city. It was the temple, where the only place where worship could be offered to God. It contained the Holy of Holies, which was seen to be God's dwelling place on earth, and yet it was exactly there that the prophets were killed. It was exactly there that Jesus would lay down his life for his people. And so perhaps, it is altogether fitting that the ultimate sacrifice and atonement for our sins should be offered in the only place where sacrifice could be legitimately offered, in Jerusalem. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.